I've got to ask, are you living the dream? And if so, do you ever wake up in a cold sweat?
I'm loving it. All the boys that's involved in greyhounds and all the rest get fried. I suppose that's what we're all in it for. We are all living the dream. Do I wake up in a cold sweat? Fried, no. I've been there before, and you just take it your stride. I think what happened to us in the first round with Queen Joni, I think that put a bit of manners on us and a bit of kind of kept us with feet in the ground, because it just goes to show you what can happen as dog racing and all the rest of it. Floyd, yes, we take it serious, we take it bad at a time and all the rest of it, Floyd, but one thing you've got to remember, nobody died. It is greyhound racing, nobody's died, so you just take it, you move on. But yes, delighted with the way Memphis has stood up to it. We always thought he did have that bit of quality about him, that Floyd. We've always spoke about it. There's a few of them in the latter, not the rest of it, but listen, he's doing everything right. He's only going to do it at a price for me, Floyd.
When you think back, as so many of the people who will listen to this have, you know, bred litters, and you sit there at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's freezing cold, and they're feeding off the mother, and the heat lamp's on, and you dream about going into the Derby semi-finals with the favourite, and you're there. It's an extra level, isn't it? Even from sort of buying dogs and bringing them in, that to actually to have brought them into the world yourself.
Oh, different, Floyd. It is different. And I mean, I've got a young lad there the new, and we're up there when we come back home for racing. I'm up there feeding them at night time, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, and all the rest of it is just the same as what we've done with every lad. This is when you see things like this happening, but not just things like this happening, Floyd. Even going back to King, when the English Puppy Derby at Wimbledon and all the rest of it, King Lee breaking track records at Romford and all the rest of it, all the way through, and your King Dex winning Arts for you and all the rest of it. Is it worth it? Of course it's worth it. It's what runs through our veins, Floyd. It's us, and it's a lot of people go to the work and they come home to work and that's the work finished. We live to work, and that's the way our lives is went. We live for our work. We don't work and then go and live. We just live it all the time, you know what I mean? And I think that's what you've got to be. And listen, just lately I have been thinking a lot about where I came from and what I used to do when I was a boy, and after I was married, going to the wee flaps and all the rest of it. And I will be truthfully, Floyd, sometimes I have to pinch myself. And I mean that. I don't try and be fucking big-headed and all the rest of it, but sometimes I've got to think to myself, fucking hell, we're from down here, my breeding marine ladders and my dating this and my... fuck, it's unbelievable. Floyd, it's the things that you could watch in a film or read a book about, and it's one of the kind of stories that you just think about. When I first come down to Wimbledon and watched Fallow Melody winning the English Derby, it was the first time I ever had come down this far, and I watched him win the English Derby. Did I ever think back then that I would be doing this down here and doing... It's unbelievable, Floyd. You just can't think of it. I don't know, it's just... It's like a fairy tale, Floyd.
Yeah. Looking, obviously, Memphis is now the only dog that's in there that's still unbeaten. He's pretty much done everything right. I mean, his record, 30 races, 20 wins and 7 seconds, I think tells its own story. He's Trap 4 in the semi-final. You can't really have any complaints about Trap 4, can you?
Well, I think in the first round it was Trap 4, Floyd May got the track record to Trap 4. I don't think it... Floyd, I just think this dog's got everything. He's got a bit of everything. His track craft, his mental attitude to win races, everything about this dog is just right. And I'm not going to say he's a flasher for the boxes, but when his feet hits his hand, and I know there's dogs in there that's got that wee bit more early, but what I think some of them lack that he's got, Floyd, I think it's for the winning length of the bend. I think that's where he drives, and he drives the corner, and he makes it his. Yeah, I've seen him do that umpteen times. He bullies his way around it, you know what I mean? So, listen, if he gets his head in front, you know, he just puts a distance between them. He's got that bit of... But you always think that Derby dogs need, he's got that bit of... Bang, gone. You know what I mean? He puts a gap between them, sir. But, no, listen. It's just... It's unbelievable sometimes, Floyd. I know I've been in Derby finals with dogs that I've bought, and we've done this and we've done that, and we've, even the kid was only a cheap dog, and he was a fantastic dog, called the Fast Trap, and semi-finalists and finalists and all the rest of it. But this is different, Floyd. This is just something different. It gets the blood's boiling. I'm not waking up in a cold sweat. I'm waking up lovely.